Hi, it's Ken Morgan here, and it's time for another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Now, today we have a horror movie, even though Halloween is still only about 4 months away. It's the post-apocalypse story, The Last Man on Earth. Vincent Price stars as a scientist who, it appears, is the only person unaffected by a pandemic, which has either killed everyone else on the planet, or turned them into zombie-like vampires. It's based on Richard Matheson's 1954 novel, I Am Legend. Now, the movie is the first of three official adaptations of the story, the other two being The Omega Man from 1971, which starred Charlton Heston, and I Am Legend from 2007 with Will Smith. The movie was originally planned to be a project of Hammer Films in England, but British censors wouldn't give the script a pass. Instead, the property was sold to independent producer Robert Lippert, who made the film in Rome on a rather low budget. And you'll notice Vincent Price is not playing his usual cool, sly character. Instead, he appears as a man enduring a hellish lockdown, who's been driven to the edge of insanity. Author Matheson, who wrote the original script, was dissatisfied with changes made in the story, and is credited under a pseudonym. Still, the movie is the closest adaptation to the original book, with later versions making large enough changes that Matheson considered them entirely new stories. The Last Man on Earth wasn't a big success when it was first released, but it's since been reappraised and is considered a fairly effective movie. And, like the original book, it's been very influential. For example, director George A. Romero cited The Last Man on Earth as an inspiration for his landmark horror movie, The Night of the Living Dead. And I should note that while it isn't gory or shocking, it is still pretty scary in places. And one more thing. When the project first started of showing classic movie presentations online, I originally figured that this would be the first movie we presented. I figured it would be a commentary on the lockdown, as in, well, it could be worse. But Joan, who handles our website and our Facebook page, disagreed. She felt it really wasn't the right time to show a movie like that, and on reflection, she was absolutely right. Now, however, with restrictions easing and the vaccines available, she figured this would be the good time to run it. And so we are. Now please be sure to pass along your comments and suggestions. We want to know how you feel about our movies. You can post them on our Facebook page. You can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can call us at 908-754-7885. And if you missed any of our previous movies, the list of titles and links is over on our website. The address for that is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Oh, and if you're interested, we have the original Richard Matheson novel, I Am Legend, in our fiction collection. And in our DVDs, we have the Will Smith version of the story. Now, we don't have the Omega Man, but we can try and get it for you through interlibrary loan, if you like. You can talk to the reference librarian about that. Well, thanks very much for stopping by. We really do appreciate your support. And now, originally from American International Pictures in 1964, here's The Last Man on Earth. Hope you like it.